this is Daryl Boyce, and you're listening to the Wildcast Podcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast Podcast, coming to you from Wildcast Studios with your hosts, Adam Lund and Jeremy Boucher.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wildcast Podcast, your unofficial voice of all things Monk to Wildcats. My name is Adam, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Boucher. How are you?
You almost freaking gave me a heart attack. I didn't know where you were starting, and I was looking out at my frig.
So other than that, how are you doing?
Pretty good, man. Today was super nice.
It's almost tough to get into hockey mode when it's plus 12 out.
Yeah, you know, what the hell? Like, why happy, nice spring day we're having this winter. otherwise, very good.
Got all your Christmas presents picked out, wrapped, ready to go?
I haven't even started.
No?
No, I'm a last-minute Amazon Prime free two-day shipping kind of guy. So
hashtag not a sponsor.
Yeah. All right, so I just like to wait to the last minute, and that way there's no snooping, no discovering, nothing.
So you don't even have Avery's picked or anything?
We got a few things. Yeah. Going to wrap it up this weekend.
Yeah.
Going to grab her some, going to get her a first pair of skates.
Nice.
And a helmet so we can go, do some laps at the Ian Fowler Oval at the Avenir Center. And, go to some family skates. And, in a few years, she'll be, I'll be the one holding onto her hand so that she can guide me along because... I'm like me skating is like a sack of bricks in my legs. These tree trunks just don't know how to move.
I used to be that way, but now with family back in Alberta, you got to get that stuff sent out fairly early. So we've shipped out some. We finished Haley's on the weekend and my parents, and then now we just got my nephews and we'll ship that out via Amazon Prime. Makes everything that much easier. So. Now, about last week and your something new you learned.
Yeah, that's right. About the letters of Santa was pretty neat to know that Santa actually does write these letters.
He does.
Back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty neat. He's such a busy guy, but you know what? He actually, I talked to him. Him and I are
you shut your mouth.
No,
you
buddies.
Didn't.
Yeah,
did you buddies. Really?
Yeah, talked to him down at the Champlain Mall last week, and
right.
I said, you got a few seconds to talk to myself and Adam here. We have this podcast here in town called the Moncton Wildcast, and he said, oh yeah, I heard about it, and I said,
no,
yeah. He's like, I know you're busy, but do you have some time for us? Just to say a quick hello, and he said, oh, of course. So. Just give me a minute here. I'm going to try to get him on the line and see if we can talk to Santa Claus tonight.
I won't lie. We've had some special guests, but this is going to be unbelievable.
Hello there.
Oh, hi, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
you.
How are you?
This is Santa Claus.
Yeah, we know that.
What's your name?
Well, this is Adam and Jeremy from the Moncton Wildcast.
Have you been naughty or nice this year?
It depends who you ask.
Fantastic! Now tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
We would really like a memorial cup.
Say it again?
We would really like a memorial cup.
Okay, got it. I will see you soon. Merry Christmas and bye-bye!
Bye, Santa.
Thanks, Santa. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Oh. Well, that was awesome, eh?
How lucky are we?
Yeah, the big guy took some time out of his schedule to, talk to us, and appreciate that, Santa. It was always good when you can develop a relationship with the big guy over the years.
Especially when you want something as prestigious as a Memorial Cup for Christmas, right?
Well, when you've been on the nice list for so long, you have that bond, right? You're on
right.
a first name basis,
yeah. yeah.
Right, Saint Nick, Nicky Big Bags, so that's why I like to call him, and he calls me the big Boosh Bowski.
The big Boosh Bowski?
Yeah. So that was my little treat to you, Adam, and to all of our listeners.
That.
So if you want to call Santa, he's got time, he can make time for you.
I love it. That that was one of our more special guests that we've had on this show. So thank you for making that happen, man. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. And he just texted me and said thank you. It's an honor to be on the Wildcast, he said.
Yeah, it is. All right. So let's get into the quick question. It's a simple one with the games coming up this weekend. Who scores the Teddy Bear Toss goal this Saturday versus Bathurst? We all guessed last year. I won't tell you who we guessed. You know, that foreshadows to later. But one of us was pretty close last year. So I open the floor to you. Who will score the goal this Saturday for Moncton?
So my pick for the 2019-2020 Moncton Wildcats Teddy Bear Toss goal is going to Jacob, the Hall of Famer Hudson.
Oh, nice. The Hall of Famer Hudson.
Well, his jersey's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm deciding between two players. One's been playing lights out. One's fairly close. I'm going to go with Philip Daou's first goal will be the Teddy Bear goal. I think that's, it might not be pretty, but it's going to, he's going to get credit for it and send the Teddy Bears flying. So that's.
I like it. You know, he does need something to get him going, mm-hmm. right? So this could be the opportunity or what it takes to, you know, prove to the people why I picked him as the Wildcats Rookie of the Year.
Yes. All right. Now let's look back. Wasn't the best road trip for the Wildcats as they go 1-2 through Quebec. They've now lost 2 in a row for the first time this season, bringing the record to 22-8 for 44 points. Now second in the East, but still first in the Maritimes. Friday was the type of game you expected against Victoriaville. Led by McKinnis Hattrick, Darryl Boyce got his first win in his role as head coach. We don't officially know what it is or what's going on with that still. But a good effort from Lavallee in a 6-2 win, but a bit of a costly win, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's, the 2 points is nice, but the you're clearly talking about Jacob Pelche.
Yep.
Of course, is he missed the last the next two games of the road trip, and mm-hmm. Unfortunately prevented him from attending Team Canada's selection camp. It was a nice win, but it was also a big loss. And it's a player like Pelche is hard to replace because he's really the glue, right?
Yeah.
You just anytime he's not in the lineup, it just seems like this team isn't the same. They're not playing together, and it just shows the kind of leader that he really is. And so it is a big loss. It was tough, but injury is a part of the game. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to good teams find a way to win, and that's how you really have to look at it now, because we were pretty good when it came to injuries to, start of the season, but the bug's starting to hit now. So, when one falls, it's usually, there's usually three, right? Things happen in threes. And, so it's, hopefully it's,
and LaRue was out as well, which we found out that night. I think, I don't think anyone knew he was, didn't even make the road trip.
Didn't make the road trip. Right off the bat, you were missing LaRue, and then, you lose Pelche on Thursday in Victoriaville, and who knows who the next one is. Hopefully not.
Hopefully no one.
Right. You don't need another one, especially two big pieces like them. It's always tough. It's those are two guys you can't replace in your lineup.
And you talk about just him being the glue that holds his team together. Well, you look at Saturday night. It was a nasty affair. Both teams missing their respective captains in Poulin and Pelche. I don't think Xavier Perron was playing for them either. So
Perron was out, yep.
This was going to be a difficult building to win in on back-to-back nights with a full roster. But when you lose Jacob Pelche, you saw what it did to Havanoff. Mm-hmm. He kind of come off the rails. He had 4 penalties in the first period.
Yeah, 8.
The second goalie interference, that's a benefit of the doubt call that he's not going to get. I think any other player jumps and tries to get out of Levi's way, they might not get that call, but I think he's going to get that just because of who he is. You know, it was an undisciplined game. It was just, it's not what this team is at all. And when they played the way Sherbrooke wanted them to play, and they ultimately got beat down.
Yeah, and Sherbrooke's one of the, you know, one of the top teams in the league when it comes to power play and penalty kill. So
yeah,
you know, this game came down to special teams. You know what? It was you know, Sherbrooke got their power play goals. I'm not sure if Moncton you know, got any power play goals or how they finished on the. They were 1-for-5 on the power play. Sherbrooke was 2-for-7. So yeah, you can't give Sherbrooke 7 power plays in a game
and expect to win, even with a full roster.
Yeah, you can't expect to win. And you know, Moncton was they were physical, but you know, Sherbrooke's just a very good team. They will, you know, they're proving it. They're first in the country. I don't expect them to
fall. No,
especially, you know, beating Moncton this week. If you know, Moncton could have came out of that game with the win, I think would have been a different story. But it is what it is, right? It's you know, there's still that cloud hanging over the team right now. Where, you know, you don't know what's going on with John Torchetti. So it's, you know, you have to think that's in the back of the minds of these players. You know, they hope that it's not because of them or whatever. Yep. It is, right? It's there's that, you know, there's that worry probably in the dressing room. And you know, it's you never know what to expect on these road trips either. Like, it was a tough 3-3. You know, 3-3s are, you know, are very tough. You never know, especially when you're playing good teams. Like, you know, Sherbrooke is best in the league. Drummondville is
right behind them.
Surpassed expectations by a mile. Well, my expectations. You know, Victoriaville can you know, surprise some teams. It was a tough road trip, but you know what? I think we predicted 4 points. I think I predicted 4 points. You know, they got 2, which was, you know, the result could have been a little better otherwise. But you know, they got, you know, they can make up the ground, right? They got some games, some winnable games this week, and hopefully they can turn it around a little.
I will say though, Tristan DeYoung, absolutely. I can't remember who he did. 100% clean. Absolutely crushed that guy.
Yeah, it was quite a tilt.
Had to answer. I understand it. It was clean hit. It is what it is. I think the suspension's crap. I think, and I understand it.
Rules are rules, though, right?
I know, but there's a difference between Havanoff got it earlier in the year, and you could clearly see him grab the back of the helmet, take it off. This one, DeYoung and Voyer are going at it. They're swinging. He goes to grab the jersey. I think he grabbed the actual chin strap. And you can watch it when he twists off, he pulls the helmet, just not knowing, right? My problem is if you watch it again, you can see Voyer pushing off the helmet. So if both guys lose the helmet, both guys should get that, because that helmet come off via being pushed off. That's the only problem I have with it, is both guys lost their helmet, but only one guy got the suspension. And then for Voyer to get the empty netter to seal it was kind of annoying, but... and then Sunday, Rodriguez homecoming wasn't going to be easy. No Pelts, LaRue, DeYoung, Foreman. I didn't see what Foreman did, but whatever it was.
High stick.
Yeah. Right to the head.
Yeah. Probably by the sounds of it. If he was suspended,
Undisciplined, of course. I mean, the team battled. They came, I didn't watch any of the game. I was at a Christmas party. Well, I saw the third period seemed to come back, but you know, 6-3 loss. Obviously not what Rodriguez wanted going home, but you know, Julian Brenton made his Wildcats debut, free agent.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see a lot of him in the third period, but he looked pretty good.
Well, he made his debut on you know, Saturday. We totally forgot to mention Julian Hebert on in Saturday. Victoriaville. Yeah. Thursday night was Victoriaville. Yes.
Thursday.
So, you know, called up from the V Major Triple A, scores his first goal. In the queue, also picks up an assist on, I think, McKenna's hatcher goal, I think it was. And that it was just his assist was, you can – such a smart play. Moves it up the – he kind of was tied up with a guy along the boards but still managed to get it up to Daou. Just really, really smart play. So I didn't want us to miss that that as well. So, but yeah, the Rodrigue homecoming was clearly not the way he wanted it to go. It's Drummondville. Like I said earlier, they're a team that's surpassing my expectations.
Yeah,
just re-signed their coaching staff today to extension. So that's well deserved. And they've really came out of nowhere. I said they'd only get 16 points this year. I think they've already doubled it or tripled it, whatever it is. Like they're doing extremely well I'm expecting them to, I thought they would be sellers at the deadline.
Right? They could be buyers. Not buyers, over, not but, over the top buyers, but additions, a few key additions to surprise in a round or two.
That's it. Like it's a crazy world we live in, and Drummondville could be a team that pulls off an upset in the first round, if you want to call it an upset, because of where they are in the standings right now. But it was Havanov just kept I think he was on 75% of the Wildcats goals in that three games.
Yeah.
He's got a point streak going. McKenna got a hat trick in Victoriaville. He's got a point streak going, I think. Rumsey's, he's taking care of, he's doing his job.
Whether he's on the first line or the third line.
First line, third line, second line, whoever he's playing with, he's fitting in well. And, he's got a big body and he's using it, right? He knows how to use it, and it's a pleasant surprise because someone that this was his third time to make the team, right? Cut the past two seasons. He kind of had a feeling that if he did make it this year, probably would have been his last chance, because for someone to come in as a 19-year-old and try to make the team as a with no junior experience, it's tough to do. So, he's making his presence felt, and with the injuries that we're going to have and the players missing, he's going to have an even bigger role in this team.
Right.
So, he's someone that I'm hoping can step it up the next few games and continue his role, so that after the Christmas break, he's someone that you can if there's some additions made to this team, he's someone that could probably go down the lineup. But if he has to sit out not necessarily, take a seat in the stands for a long period of time, but someone you can kind of hang on to so that when you do need him into the lineup, he's there. He's got the experience and he can play any role on the team.
Oh, if after Christmas he's our, fourth line winger, A, we've made some really good additions, and B, he's just going to put, that's what you want, is defensive players that are smart but can put the puck in the net when they get their limited roles, and he's one of them. And he's shown it, whether he plays with, Pelche and Havana for a few weeks there, or if he's playing with Hudson and Ozzie King. Like, he shows his ability to put the puck in the net. So I've had a few people reach out to me and ask, and I've seen it on a few of the boards, and I want to get your opinion after I give... The wheels aren't falling off this hockey club, are they?
Because, God, no.
Yeah, that's all I hear is, they've lost... why are they falling off at Christmas? Why are they this? Well, first of all, no idea what's going on with the coach.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be easy. Nothing against Boyce. He's doing a hell of a job, but he's not the guy that put the system in and knows it inside and out, so that's obviously tough. Pelche was out. LaRue was out. That's two of your top five goal scorers right there. If we'd have played with that lineup against any other team in a 3-3, like if the Quebec trip had been flipped around and we'd have played Ren, Valdor, and Gatineau, we probably would have won maybe all three of those games. But, guys, the wheels aren't falling off. Like, I understand the problem with they've done this before, and the Cats always get out to a hot start and then they fall apart. This year's going to be different. This is the go for it year. You're not going to add a couple mid-level players and hope to get a round upset. Like, we got to stop with this. The wheels are falling off garbage. What's wrong with this team? They're fine. And if you want injuries to happen, this is the time for them to happen. Yeah, it sucks for Pelche that he's not going to the World Junior, but he's also going to get 2.5 weeks off. LaRue's going to get 2.5 weeks off because I doubt that they're playing this week. In fact, we're going to reference Neil's article here in a few minutes, but it's fine. Like, we've lost 3 of 4, 2 in a row. I get that that's uncharted territory for this team this year, but nobody expected us to have this run like we have right now, right? And so it's just, I don't know what your thoughts are, but man, it's just tough and seeing that over and over and over again. And I get that people have seen this team long before me, where this is the usual thing that happens, but we got to stop. We got to flip this. We're fine.
It happens every year. There's just some people out there who they can't.
They're waiting for this.
They're almost expecting it.
Yeah.
Because it's something that we've, you know, it's in the Wildcats' blood for some reason. There's always, you know, a bit of a losing streak around this time of the year. But I think this season's different, right? It's a two-game losing streak. I mean, come on. There's going to be every team in this league is probably going to have a two-game losing streak this season.
Yep.
The fact that this is the first two-game losing streak of the season, I think it's good.
That's an unbelievable positive.
And it's like if there's a time for them to really realize, okay, like, let's snap out of this. This is the time. It's a two-game losing streak is really nothing. It's not going to affect anybody. It's not going to leave people at home instead of coming to watch this team. I'm fully expecting this team to go all in. Some of the players have been quoted as saying they're going all in some of, you know, Craig Eagle's articles. So they're expecting it. Look, a two-game losing streak right now, you're not going to be saying that when this team's going on a 6, 7, 8, 9-game winning streak in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
So it's
on the road, too. It's two on the road. Do you guys forget that we've won 10 in a row at home? 11 in a row at home?
Yeah. Like, pull up your pants. you know, realize this is a game.
Yeah.
This isn't the national chess championships here where, you know, if you lose two games in a row, you're out. Right. This is hockey. It's a 70 or 72 game. I don't know how many games they play in a season.
68.
Anymore. 68, whatever it is. It's too bad they couldn't play one more. just relax. If anybody's freaking out right now, just wait a month.
Yeah.
Right. The trade deadline, I think it ends the day after the World Juniors, January the 6th. From that, you know, they've got an entire week off. From that trade deadline, it ends on the 6th, I think it is, and they don't play again until the 11th against Bay Como at home.
Timbits weekend,
right? Sure.
No, I'm just saying that's Timbits weekend.
Shout out to when they used to actually give away Timbits on Timbits weekend.
No,
but you got to think, like, it's people just need to relax. It's coming, right? This team is probably one of the better teams I've seen in Moncton for many years. Probably since, you know, when Connor Garland was here in Moncton and, you know, we had that trip to the third, I think it was the third round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Probably the best team we've had since then. And so it's a special group. They want to win. I think the fans want to win. The fans deserve to win. And I think, you know, Mr. Irving knows that this is a group to do it. You know, after these moves are done, you know, the next couple of years may suck, right? But that happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you go all, especially junior hockey. It's the cycle. You want to win 1 year, you're going to pay for the next two. So just chill, right?
Trying to get first overall in the queue or first in Canada or first in the conference, who gives a rip? Win your division, get second. you know, give Rodrigue a couple nights off in March. That's the biggest thing that I look for. Make sure that you get him some nights off. And it doesn't matter if we finish first in December or, you know, first in the country in February. It doesn't matter if we're not winning come the end of March. And that's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter right now. Just it, they're nothing games. Like, they're just for seeding because 90% of the teams make the playoffs. I don't think we're going to miss the playoffs. Bottom eight falling out. So, I mean, yeah, every game matters, and the kids will say that. But really, a game in December, pre-trade deadline, isn't going to matter, like you said, in about a month. So just stop with all this.
With the negativity.
Yeah.
Be positive.
Exactly.
Right?
All
right,
let's get
I don't need to be a motivational speaker, right?
You should be, though.
I don't need to be, you know, what's his name? What was it? Is it an SNL skit? But with a guy down by the motivational speaker. And
Matt Foley.
I don't need to be Matt Foley, right? And he lives in a van.
Down by the river,
right? I don't need to be that guy.
I actually thought you were talking about the other one where Michael Jordan's looking in the mirror. He's like, I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. All right, so the final game of this road trip, which is 1-3 so far, is up in St. John tonight. Let's be honest, we're not sure what the lines are going to look like. The lineup is going to be quite different.
you could say that. Yeah,
you've got it there.
We've got some call ups. So with Rodrigue gone to Canada's selection camp in Oakville, Wildcats have called up Eric McInnes from the Fredericton Red Wings.
You shocked by that? I mean, I think it has more to do with the fact that maybe Gio and Sheehan are here.
Yeah, so Nick Sheehan and the Moncton Flyers, and then Gio Damadia of Cole Harbour, they're going to be in Chicoutimi for the CCM Challenge, Mitch AAA tournament. So, you know, you could have... I didn't realize it was the same weekend, so I probably could have known that a month ago, but,
yeah.
You know, I don't have a high hockey. I don't have a high IQ, apparently. So, yeah, from there it was between Eric McInnes and Zach Parody. If Parody would have been the goalie, I'm sure he would have jumped on the bus on the way home from Quebec with the team. And you know, they went with someone more local, someone that they, you know, they traded to get. So I'm actually interested to see if they actually, you know, maybe start McInnes for one of these three games before the break. Probably not. You know, it's especially with the article that Neil Hodge came out about how, you know, Lavallee's finally in the spotlight. You know what? Maybe after Christmas, maybe McInnes goes back to Fredericton and then one of the midget guys come up, you know, once they're back, Sheehan and Damadia, once they're back from that tournament.
I think it depends on how Lavallee plays and,
yeah,
St. John and against Cape Breton. If he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have to win both, but if he doesn't, you know, play well.
Perform,
yeah. Then you could see McInnes play against Bathurst on Saturday.
Oh, for sure. And then, like, the midget guys will be on, you know, their Christmas holiday break. So,
yep.
I'm not sure if the midget schedules are taking a break either, but, you know, they're not, in that case, they wouldn't miss any school if they were going to be called up, right? So,
they could see something where Sheehan's back for most of it, and then when they're in Halifax and Cape Breton, maybe Gio gets a call to be back up.
That's
right?
A very good possibility. We'll see. So for now, this is, you know, Lavallee's crease.
And this is it. Like, is this a three-game tryout for him? Like, this is it?
What do you mean?
Well, the trade deadline's in a few days, right?
Don't put me on the spot, man. Lavallee's my boy.
That was more of a rhetorical question than anything, but the question has to be asked. You know, like this is a three, like not a three game trial. You don't win, you're done kind of thing. But it's, I mean, this is as much of a starting role as he's going to get as close to the deadline, right?
No, we're not going to speculate or say, you know, which players are going to be moved. But, you know, it's, like I said, I'm Lavallee's biggest fan.
Yep.
If he's still in this team after Christmas, I'll be happy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If he's not for any reason, you know, you know, wish him all the best, and because he's going to be a starter in this league.
And that goes with any player that's on this team after Christmas or not on this team. Yeah. We're not just singling out Lavallee. We're just having the conversation. It's about any player.
Goaltenders are so hard to
predict.
Yeah. You know, obviously he was drafted high. You know, second goalie taken in the draft, and 2018. So we'll see. I think this is a good opportunity for him. It's probably going to be his crease until January 7th, right? So,
and it's not really fluff matchups either. You got Cape Breton sprinkled in there, Charlottetown, Halifax. Like it's all maritime teams, so it's a pretty decent mix he's going
to
get.
I think he's seen all these teams, so he knows what to expect. So it's advantage Lavallée, in my opinion. So, but we'll see. I'm excited to see what he can do. Maybe all he needed was to have the spotlight, right? He's never had it yet since he's been in Moncton. You know, he was behind Leclerc last year. He's been behind Rodrigue this year. You know, this could be his opportunity to be like, you know, this is my team now, kind of. You know, it's my crease. I have to prove that I can be a number one in this league.
And you know the guys are going to play well in front of him.
Yeah, and right? they do most of the time. You know, there's been some games where, you know, he's been, I'll fault him for some goals.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a team game. There's no I in team, but there's a me. So I fully expect this group to kind of come together, and especially with these call-ups, it's going to be an experienced team.
Yep.
So a lot of these, you know, like the Sears and the McKennas and, you know, it's the Spences, and those guys are going to have to step up.
The Hudsons,
right? These are guys.
That's the guy that you're going to really – who are the other call-ups?
So we'll also have Isaac Wilson up from Summerside. Julian Breton is still with the team, and Elliot Bergbauer, one of the best names in the entire league, finally is up from Fredericton as well. Not sure if that means Pavin's back to Midget or not, because he's not in the list. But
he's been playing with him consistently, so maybe they're not crediting him as a call up because he's
possibly
still here. I mean, would be my guess, but I mean, Isaac Wilson, is he going to play forward or is he going to play defense? Probably defense, maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That's because, he can clearly
play both.
He can play both. So.
And Sean Stewart isn't going up forward. He's in the back end.
Yeah. We'll see. There'll be some interesting line combinations, and we'll see what happens.
It'll be one of those character wins against a St. John that you wouldn't really think would be something when, you know, the teams are so kind of far apart, but... This is going to be a tough stretch, tough three-game character stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night back at home, look to continue the winning streak there. The food bank drive game, so bring any food you can to make sure that people don't go without for Christmas versus the Eagles. And then Saturday we've got the teddy bear toss game. Bring a teddy bear so no kids at the hospital. I think they do it at the hospitals. Go without a toy on Christmas. Every kid deserves that, but... like you said, I mean, this is where McKenna's, Sears, you're going to need a little bit more from Hudson, Stewart, Foreman. We talked about it with Darren. I think one of these two games at home are going to be the most difficult to win with the streak, right?
I think so.
Especially now with all the.
Yeah, probably that Cape Breton, that Cape Breton game is going to be tough. They're going to be missing Sokolov. He's off. He's with Russia's team as well.
They probably have Mandelise back. Or they have Mandelise
back. Yeah. So, you know, they're going to have, they're only going to be missing one of their players. I'm not sure what their injured list looks like right now, but, I think the, if there's a game they really need to step up and, you know, play a full 60, it's going to be that Cape Breton game. So we'll see.
We've seen it from this team.
They can do it.
They respond when they got to play against a high caliber team, as opposed to, you know, the knock on them is they play down to the competition sometimes. But mm-hmm. when their backs are against the wall, so far this year against top end talent, they've responded. And
you know, in the past 2 years, one of the best games I've ever played was that game down in Halifax when they had when they went down with five defensemen.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the best games they've played, and you know they won it. I think it was in overtime. So. They have to play like that. It's you know, it doesn't matter what the score is, how much time is left. They're not out of the game, and I think that'll be stressed. And I think the leaders will kind of put the message across as well. I think Sears probably gonna have the C as well. Again. So like he did on the road trip.
That was a little odd. You don't usually see that when a C is injured. You don't really see another CB name, but I don't have an issue with it. It just caught me off guard. I was like, oh, he's got a C. That's cool. Like, I understand it. You just don't very often see it.
Well, it was could have been a boy's decision,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We never know. But, yeah, it's
a good pick.
Good pick. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Can't spell Sear without the C, so.
Well done.
So, you know, it's, you could, but it's ear.
Oh, that's awesome. All right.
Mika Ear.
All right, fans know it. They love it.
Eric Murray Realty. Buy a house from him.
Stick tap of the week.
So this is fairly new to me. I was struggling.
The stick tap of the week?
No, this one.
Oh,
this
okay,
one. Yeah. This one was... I struggled with this one because I'm really having a hard time coming up with them lately. Last year it was just boom, boom, boom. I knew which one I wanted to take. But this one I only came up with just a couple hours ago. So our friends up north in Bathurst, they have a new teammate, and it's a puppy.
What?
So Bathurst has a new puppy. You know, the NHL teams have puppies that practice with them now.
Yeah.
Well, Bathurst has a new puppy. Puppy named Eddie.
Seriously?
Yeah. Very, very cute puppy. You can follow him on Twitter. It's at @abtitanpup. He's also on Instagram as well. Super really cute little thing. It's kind of got like a wrinkly face, and you know, I just, you know, he's looking at the picture, and you know, he's sitting on the carpet in the dressing room. I sort of hope he doesn't take a dump on it, but you know, I've already tweeted my suggestion to the Wildcats that I want a puppy too. This is a really cute thing, and I like it. I think it's great because, you know what, especially a season like right now in Bathurst where, you know, things aren't going great. You know, just having this little...
Oh my God, he's so cute.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Having this little guy walk into the dressing room before a game can, you know, just put smiles on a, you know, put a smile on a player's face. And, you know, that's just going to go throughout the entire room.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's going to travel on the road with him or not, but I mean, it's clever. And it's clever because, like I said, they're having a tough year. And sometimes you just need something to really just boost the morale, right?
Yeah,
and
oh, I think, for sure.
I think a puppy can do that. So, yeah, give a shout-out to Eddie. Eddie the puppy from the Yakety Bathurst Teton. You can, again, follow him on Twitter. That's @abtitanpup.
That's fantastic. When you said that Stick Tap was going to be Bathurst, I wasn't quite – I thought you were going to do something with our futures again, but that – that was out of left field. That was perfect. I like that. That was cute ass puppy.
Yeah, and on Instagram, it's it's same thing. @abtitanpup. So he's got 14 followers already on Twitter.
It's almost more than I got.
Yeah, and on Instagram, he's 42 followers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I like that.
Yeah,
and yeah, cute little guy.
Yeah, is he ever? Big ears. That's a great stick tab, dude.
Yeah, it's a woof one.
The Stick Tap of the Week, sponsored by Eric Murray Real Estate with the RE/MAX Avante team. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the greater Moncton or surrounding area, make sure to check him out on social media or give him a call at 506-863-8802.
All right, your Pump House Brewery Cat of the Week this week. It's pretty easy. I'm going to agree with the hockey club that put theirs out Monday. It's Jeremy McKenna, 3 games, 6 goals, 2 assists. I mean, he put the team on his back when Pelche went out. He did just about everything you could ask for. He's on the tear. 6 goals in his last 8 games. I mean, I talked about it a few episodes ago. Just, you can see Torchetti kind of uses the pairs. Well, him and Sear have been quite the pair over the past season or so. So your Pump House Brewery Cat of the Week is the Summerside Sniper, Jeremy McKenna. All right, that'll do it for this episode. Again, guys, thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. So we're into December. That means it's Wild Castmas giveaways. So I've got 2 tickets to the Teddy Bear Toss game and Skate with the Cat passes that were donated by Darren Schofield for December 14th. So here's the trivia question for those tickets. Name the 3 players that Chris, Jeremy, and I chose last year to score the teddy bear toss goal.
Jeez, you're really making them pull back on the old
You got to go back.
History records here.
Yeah.
All right.
So, again, name the three players. None of us were right, by the way. That's the only hint you get. But name the three players that we each chose. So just, you know, message me on Instagram, our Facebook account, our Twitter account. You have to have all three. Have those in by Friday at 5 p.m., and I will give you the tickets to the Saturday game. I'll meet you when we're at the game.
I see your offer.
Yeah.
And I also have two tickets to the Teddy Bear Toss game, along with two passes to the Skate with the Cats. So you can submit your answers to me on Twitter, only me. And no,
so
I'm
don't
just
get those mixed up.
Just kidding. We can to me personally, or to the Wildcast Twitter account.
Yep.
I'll make this a lot easier than Adam's because I can't even tell the answer to the question. prior to signing with the Moncton Wildcats in the 2012-2013 season, Connor Garland was part of which USHL team? So get that to me prior or before Friday at 5 p.m. And you'll be entered into win these Skate with the Cats and two tickets to the Teddy Bear Toss game December 14th against the Yakety Bathurst Teton and their puppy Eddie at 4 p.m.
I like how I like how my question you couldn't answer and your question I can't answer.
Good.
So.
Good.
I like it. I also want to give a special shout out to Yannick Boudreau and Shane Carrier, and there's a few other ones that have decided to give their Skate with the Cat passes up. Again, these aren't tickets to the game, so you do have to have tickets. So Melanie Lynn is giving us a few. Kyle Lafferty is giving us a few. So I'm going to have more to give away on Instagram, probably via the story, who's going to score the first goal. You know, just something simple like that. I'll have a couple questions. So just stay tuned. There'll be more Cats passes to give away. Again, these are not tickets to the game. You got to have your own tickets, but you do get a chance to skate with these guys. So that'll do it for us. Next week will be our Mega Wildcast Miss Show. Trade talks, first half recaps, who's impressed us, and what to expect from this team in the second half. See you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Wildcast Podcast. Follow us on social media at Moncton Wildcast.